here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It is the 6th of May, 2014. It was on this day, 1862, Henry David Thoreau died of tuberculosis, 44 years old. His aunt asked him on his deathbed if he was at peace with God, and Thoreau said, "I was not aware that we had quarreled." It's the birthday of Randall Jarrell, the poet and critic born Nashville, 1914, who helped to revitalize the reputations of Robert Frost and Walt Whitman and William Carlos Williams, and also wrote many poems. He wrote poems during World War II, where he was a control tower operator. In his poem Losses, Jarrell wrote, "We read our mail and counted up our missions in bombers named for girls. We burned the cities we had learned about in school till our lives wore out. Our bodies lay among the people we had killed and never seen. When we lasted long enough, they gave us medals. When we died, they said our casualties were low." It was on this day, 1994, that the Channel Tunnel, the Channel, opened between Britain and France beneath the English Channel. It was the first time Britain had been connected to the mainland since the Ice Age more than 8,000 years ago. They had actually begun digging a tunnel in 1881, but the British military intervened. They were concerned that the tunnel would make it easier for Europeans to attack England. The project was again proposed in 1907 and in 1924 and in 1930. Each time the French were in favor of it and the British in the end vetoed it. One year the cabinet said, "So long as the ocean remains our friend, do not let us deliberately destroy its power to help us." The plan was renewed in the 1960s, but the British government again backed out. And finally, in 1984, Margaret Thatcher announced that she had no interest in the government paying for it, but no objection if it were privately funded, and so the project went underway. Two parallel railway tunnels with a smaller tunnel in between for maintenance. It was officially opened, all three tunnels, on this day in 1994, 31 miles long, cost about $15 billion to build, and it makes it possible to travel by train from London to Paris in less than 3 hours. Here's a poem for today by Diane DeSillis, "To Lean." "Having injured my shoulder, I dream of racing down the Thames, part of a crew, 16-oared, octuple skull, long slender shell, symmetrical, keelless, feet fixed, seats glide, lock and socket, stiff-armed, sweep of oars, lift of water, bracing, smooth, a lubricant to be part of this synchrony, able to lean on others, ride the breastbone of a bird without wings or even a feather." A poem by Diane DeSillis, "To Lean," from her collection Strings Attached, published by Wayne State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.